Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. KRWG News Time is 7:45. New Mexico-based lobbyists attended voluntary state-sponsored training Thursday on how to prevent and report sexual misconduct, and lawmakers will be required to undergo similar training next week. It's part of a push by the legislature to make the Capitol work environment safer amid a nationwide debate over sexual misconduct. The legislature is revising its anti-harassment policies after women began breaking their silence about sexual misconduct and harassment in the Capitol. Legislators last attended sexual harassment training in 2004. KRWG is interviewing people who have announced their candidacy for the 2nd Congressional District seat of New Mexico. On a recent taping of KRWG's In Focus, I spoke with Democratic candidate for the congressional seat, Angel Peña. Here's a preview of that conversation. Angel Peña, thank you very much for joining us.
Anthony, pleasure. Thank you, sir.
So let's start off, if you could share with us why you are running for this seat.
Yeah, fairly simple. You know, for far too long, we down here in southern New Mexico have relied on elite politicians and their failed politics to lead the transformation that we're hungry for here in New Mexico. And I'm afraid it won't happen, and it hasn't happened, until we elect someone who's a reflection of who we are, until we elect someone who understands the everyday struggle of everyday New Mexicans.
Now, you say everyday struggle. I mean, what are some of the things that you feel New Mexicans are dealing with on an everyday basis?
You know, right off the bat, the poverty level. One out of every four southern New Mexicans, 25% of us at home, are living beneath the poverty level. Here in Doñana County alone, that's nearly 12,000 families who are forced to make tough decisions.
Tough decisions. You know, I saw on your website, you had mentioned, you know, that you want to solve some of these issues. How do you propose that you can bring a solution to some of these problems, like the poverty issues that face many people here in southern New Mexico?
Yeah, you know, I have built my reputation and career out of getting things done by forging relationships and effective partnerships between anyone from ranchers to sportsmen and women, to Native American communities, and even empowering Hispanic communities. I intend to take those experiences and skills and put them to work here in southern New Mexico. It's simple. It's investing in our people and picking people over politics every time.
We're talking about poverty, but essentially we're talking about the economy as well here in New Mexico. I did see on your website that you said you wanted to bring fresh ideas to New Mexico, to this district. What are some of those ideas?
You know, it's taking things that we already have organically moving. For example, the Santa Teresa Port of Import, or Port of Export, excuse me. It's taking opportunities like that and leveraging them and putting people back to work instead of prioritizing, like, the wall, for example, along our border.
What are some of the things, if elected, that you think that you could help do to, you know, increase that growth that's happening there?
Yeah, I think there are a few. Definitely the team and I have looked at this as a short-term and long-term goal, right? I think right off the bat, there are a few things that every person of every faith can embrace. And I think that starts by making sure that our kids have access to decent health care. And more into that, the Child Health Care Insurance Program.
Chip.
Yes, sir. That's one thing that's not a discussion we should be having every 2 years. That's something that should be sustainable and something where Congress can then focus their attention and energy to activating and leveraging those economy opportunities along the border.
One of the other things that is an issue here for many folks who are seeking this seat is immigration.
Yeah.
I saw on your website that you said you will fight for comprehensive immigration reform. What does that mean to you?
I'm a first-generation American, and I'm very proud of where my family and our history comes from. When it comes to the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, when it comes to our Dreamers, when it comes even to the most recent recession of the TPS, you know, I will not support and I will fight against any policies that do not embrace the diversity of our traditions that makes southern New Mexicans so proud and our country great.
One of the issues that you mentioned was, you know, what's happening with DACA and with Dreamers. What are your thoughts on that, and how do you propose a solution for that?
I stand with Dreamers. Simple answer. I think we need to pick people over politics. By doing so, you're concentrating and empowering your constituents. So that way, when we're in DC, it's an easy fight. It's simple. I'm empowering the people, and I'm simply raising their voices to DC.
Immigration advocates have been pushing for a, quote, clean Dream Act. Do you support that?
I do. I think we need to take where we're at and make sure it's sustainable and works for everyone. I think every person and every family who decides and wants to come and make a better future for themselves here in America should have the opportunity to do so.
You can listen to the entire interview with Angel Pena tomorrow on KRWG's Images at 5:30.